Our authority is not from the state. It is not from the American Psychological Association. Our authority does not come from the American Psychiatric Association. Our authority does not come from your feelings or from anyone's feelings. Our authority as born-again, God-fearing followers of the Lord Jesus Christ comes from the Bible alone. God created man in His own image. And in the image of God, He, God, created man. Semicolon. In other words, let me explain this to you. Male and female, God created them. That's the Bible. This is not the state's place. This is not the psychiatrical association's position. This is not your feelings today. This is what God says. Male and female, God created them. C4, the preamble states, whereas conversion therapy causes harm to the persons who are subjected to it. So in the preamble of the bill, the nation of Canada declares that conversion therapy, which they define in the bill, and we'll see how they define it. They define that conversion therapy causes harm to the persons who are subjected to it. This is an overreaching statement by the government to anyone sitting in the pews of any God-fearing, Bible-believing church in Canada today when the pastor says God created them, male and female, and their feelings are hurt over that statement. They now have, to Canada's shame, they have a legislated law that says that kind of language causes harm to those who are subjected to it. Well, let me just say, parents, you keep telling your children because you love them that we're going to read this Bible, we're going to hear from the man of God, we're going to participate in the church that will not reinvent or redefine what God says. So the law in Canada is the preamble to the new law that conversion therapy causes harm to the persons who are subjected to it. Further, it says, whereas conversion therapy causes harm to society. So not only does it cause harm to the person, but now the argument in the legislated command of the nation of Canada is that conversion therapy causes harm to society. So whether you're subjected to it directly or not, all of society is harmed where there are places that say, repent of your sin, turn to God and obey Him. The new law in Canada, the preamble to it, in other words, the piece that they argue, here's why we want this, is saying that the pulpit, the Christian counselor, and the parent are a danger to society. God-fearing parents and biblically ordered churches are now enemies of the state in Canada. In wanting to answer the question, where does this kind of shift that we're noticing in North America, that is now legislated in Canada, but has already been widespread accepted in the United States of America, how does society shift this quickly, and where does this kind of shift come from? I do believe that we see the biblical argument that it comes at least from unbelief, and it comes as a result of the consequences of that unbelief. We'll look at Isaiah 64, and then we will also look at Romans chapter 1 and see how the two of these, one being the birthing of unbelief, and then two, the consequences of that unbelief. What are the results of it? What does it look like? This is Isaiah, the prophet, the man of God, speaking to the beloved of God, the southern kingdom, primarily the city of Jerusalem, but the nation of Judah. He says this, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down, that the mountains might quake at your presence. As fire kindles the brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things which we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From days of old, they were not heard or perceived by ear, nor has the eye seen a God besides you who acts in behalf of the one who waits for him. You meet him who rejoices in doing righteousness, who remembers you in your ways. Behold, you, Almighty God, you, Yahweh, were angry, for we sinned. We continued in them a long time. And shall we be saved? For all of us have become like one who is unclean. And all our righteous deeds are like filthy garments. And all of us wither like a leaf. And our iniquities like the wind to take us away. There is no one who calls on your name, who arouses himself to take hold of you. If you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the power of our iniquities. You see, what had crippled the nation of Judah is they had forgotten God. They did not believe the God of their fathers who would visit them and command them to behave and live in certain ways. And all of them are guilty of this now. The whole of the nation. How does the nation make this kind of a shift from widespread unbelief? Romans chapter 1, the apostle says this, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven." How does this kind of shift come about? It comes from widespread unbelief. And from that widespread unbelief, the consequences of that widespread unbelief requires a visitation of the wrath of God and is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 19, because that which is known about God is evident within them. And God made it evident to them. For since the creation of the world, His invisible attributes, His eternal power, His divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood through what has been made, so that they are without excuse. Verse 21, for even though they knew God, they did not honor Him as God or give thanks. But they became futile in their speculations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the incorruptible God for the image of the form of corruptible man and of birds and of four-footed animals and crawling creatures. Therefore, God gave them over in the lust of their hearts to impurity, so that their bodies would be dishonored among them. For they exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this reason God gave them over to degrading passions. For their women exchanged the natural function for that which is unnatural. And in the same way also men abandoned the natural function of the woman and burned with a desire toward one another. Men with men and women. And they burned with this desire, that they're committing indecent acts, receiving in their own person the due penalty of their error. And just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. By the way, everything I'm reading to you right now out of Romans chapter 1 is now criminalized in Canada. You read this text in Canada, I don't know how the law can't throw you in jail. Verse 28, let me read it again. Just as they did not see fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy and murder and strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips. They are slanderers. They're haters of God. They're insolent. They're arrogant. They're boastful. They're inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful. And although they know the ordinances of God, and that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval of those who practice them. But just so that you're tracking, and I think it's important that you know this, that there are significant organizations that are influencing every area of society. Not only do we have the two that I've already mentioned and read from some of their own statements, but also you have the American Academy of Pediatrics are on full-born investment in the banning of conversion therapy. The banning of the pulpit reading essentially a piece of text like what we just have read out of Isaiah or Romans. You also have the American Association of Marriage and Family Therapy. You have the American Association of School Administrators. You have the American College of Physicians, the American Counseling Association, the American Federation of Teachers, the American Medical Association, the American School Counselor Association, Interfaith Alliance Foundation, National Association of Secondary School Principals, National Education Association, School Social Work Association of America, United Nations High Commissioner of Human Rights, World Health Organization, Planned Parenthood, and many, many, many more. All of them are the ones who basically have been spewing this nonsense to the legislators in Canada who believed, how can we possibly go against all of these widely acceptable organizations to our neighbors to the south? I did not know this until a couple of weeks ago. I had heard that a few states in the United States had banned conversion therapy, but I had no idea. 24 states in America currently ban conversion therapy. Now, they're all with misdemeanors. None of them carry any jail time. And so, in one level, it's an irritation fee that someone would have to pay should someone actually accuse them of practicing or advocating or promoting conversion therapy. Where are these states? You might make your mind happy to know if they were far from us. You know that's not true. Where Idaho has thus far resisted, California was the first state, this will be probably no surprise to anyone, California in 2012, in their legislative process, the final vote was 23-13. California banned conversion therapy in 2012. Oregon, in a vote of 41-18, the final vote before their governor signed their legislative bill in 2015. Washington State, with a vote of 66-32 before their governor signed their bill into place in 2017. Nevada, with a vote of 31-8 before their governor signed their bill into existence, banning conversion therapy in 2017, New Mexico, with a vote of 32-6 in 2017, Colorado in 2019, with a vote of 42-20, Utah, just our neighbor one of our neighbors to the south, their legislative body actually rejected the ban on conversion therapy in 2021, only to have their Republican governor sign an executive order banning conversion therapy in Utah, 2021. 100 cities throughout the United States where states have not legislated the banning of it, 100 cities across the United States have banned it. Most of that through executive orders of tyrannical mayors. So, Heavenly Father, today in Canada, the brothers are facing a real danger. We're only facing the ridicule of our neighbor. We're only facing secular and privatized cancellations. God, in both places, there is high-level sin against You, the Almighty. God, strengthen the pulpit in Canada that fire may fall from the pulpit and a movement of revival across the land would be spoken of for ages to come. And that our children and our grandchildren will remember the day when the pulpit in Canada thundered the voice of God once again and widespread salvation came to the souls of sinners. And God, may the nation of America, where revivals and awakenings have happened historically, may we cry out to You, O God, when You visit the continent, don't pass us by. O God, come and visit our homes, visit our churches, visit our city, visit our nation, and rescue our fellow man from the domain of darkness, just as You did us, for Your glory. Come, O God, and do it again for Your glory. Almighty God, be glorified that our brothers will be counted worthy of prison because they opened Your word today. And may those who hear, may they be literally liberated from the bondage of the sin of the day. Oh God, visit our households where our children are chasing hard after the world. God, visit our nieces and our nephews. God, visit our neighbors. Almighty God, come and rain righteousness yet again from heaven. God, come and save Your people for Your glory, for our good. May our joy be found in You alone. God, forgive the nation who hates You. God, forgive the church who's forgotten You. God, strengthen the souls of men today to rise up as God-fearing men in this place. Bless the city of Twin Falls with men and women who will fear You and You alone. God, bless a generation of children who, quite frankly, don't understand what's happening in this day. They don't even know the nature of the nation. Bless them with a hope. Bless them with a joy. Bless them with pleasure in You. God, come today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.